Friends, Romans, countrymen, it's Stage Direction with Alice Canton.
Morena Alice, how are you?
Morena, you can dance. Everyone can dance, Rachel.
Thank you. I really appreciate that. I feel the same way, though, after watching these FKA Twigs videos as I did as a child watching Billy Elliot, just being like, I should have applied myself more. I could be such a star.
I know. Gosh, don't we just all... I do. I mean, it's unfair about her, really, because she's a phenomenal performer and a trained dancer, as well as being just an all-round bloody great artist, right?
Hard out.
Yeah.
Well, maybe that's my goal this year is to learn the jealousy slide.
Oh, you totally should.
In the Twigs video. I mean, you watch it, though, and they make it look so easy. It's not easy. Try it in your kitchen.
You say that as if you've attempted, which I'm curious to know more about.
Perhaps. You'll have to ask my flatmates. How was your long weekend, Alice?
Oh, look, I can't remember anything past what happened 20 minutes ago.
Excellent. Sounds like a good, relaxing time.
I took a moment as a Tohu Pākehā to reflect on what I'm doing in my bit to further things in relation to Te Tiriti. So I did a little bit of that thinking.
Good
but
on
other
you.
Than that, I couldn't tell you what whether I even got out of bed.
honestly, fair enough. It was the worst weather this weekend. It's continuing on. Have we got any good theatre to look forward to? Bit of a tentative question at this time.
It always is. I love this. This is always how we kick off. Well, look, yes, of course, more cancellations have been announced over the last week, which is very, very sad, and deep condolences to the artists making those calls. This week, I did want to... So Auckland Arts Festival is coming up the 10th of March, so it's next month. So we've still got about a month or so away to go. The reason I wanted to bring up Auckland Arts Festival, unfortunately, two of the theatre shows that I was very much looking forward to seeing, Lysander's Auntie, which is Trick of the Lights' representation of Midsummer Night's Dream, and also Pakaru, which is Mitch Taffy Thomas's work. You might remember his work Hui from, Auckland Arts Festival in 2013. So, look, those two works have been cancelled for now, which is very sad, but if you go to Auckland Arts Festival and keeping an eye out on what is still kind of going ahead and what's not, there's some great theatre in there. I did want to draw attention to a couple of shows this week, which are their digital offerings.
Cool, okay.
So presumably, if we all fall into a pit of hell over the next month, at least we'll be able to stream, assuming that hell has a good Wi-Fi connection. We will be able to stream. So the show I wanted to talk about today is The Lament for Sheku Bayo, which is a work that was commissioned for, I think it was actually commissioned for the Edinburgh Festival, if I'm not mistaken, from the National Theatre of Scotland. So this work has actually only just come out, I want to say 2020. I was going to say it's only come out in 2020, which was 2 years ago.
Oh
my gosh. I literally had a moment where I went, it's just come out.
Time. What is it?
Time.
Irrelevant.
I mean, absolute. It's a construct. So this work is by... what is the name? It's a playwright has written the show, Lament for Sheku Bayo. It's based on an event that happened in Scotland in 2015, where a very tragically Sheku Bayo, who was a father and a husband and a person in the community, was died in police custody, and that happened. And I guess where the play sort of lifts off is going, well, isn't Black Lives Matter, right? This is Scotland. And what the play is actually suggesting is, what if your identity is conditional, and particularly for BIPOC people, in this instance for Black people, what does that really mean? And is it a safe spot? Do they operate in a safe place? So yeah, I mean, gosh, big questions, right?
Huge questions.
Big questions.
Sounds fascinating, though.
Yeah, and I think what the makers have done is it's a collage of text, verbatim text from transcripts. It's a kind of classic kind of post-dramatic kind of postmodern. You know, there's text, there's poetic text, there's music in there as well, it's suggesting, and I guess this is why it's interesting for us here in New Zealand, isn't it? Because in the same way that we're dealing with this colonial kind of mindset, yeah, of settler mindset, which means that because something happened in America, it doesn't affect us in the same way. And what this play is doing, which I think what we should be considering here, is how maybe we do need to be considering these things deeply and acutely. So that work is available during the festival. You buy a ticket to it and you stream it, which my view is that the work was actually made primarily for the live performance, like it actually exists as a live show, but that you can watch a kind of a filmed performance of it. I don't think they're performing it live every night, so there's that. So you can get your ticket for that online, and the idea is that they just send you through a link and then you can watch it. Which is great. They also have sign language versions of the show as well, which is really great. It's British sign language, but there are also the closed captions are also available on it as well. So yes, very exciting that the work to be viewed here. And I guess, you know, we are, if COVID's really done anything for us, it has shown that really these kinds of works, which otherwise might struggle to get all the way over to New Zealand, are actually able to be accessed here, which is really, really great. The other show I wanted to give a big shout out to today is the Super Special Disability Roadshow, which is a fabulous work by a Scottish theatre company, also commissioned actually for the Children's Festival, Theatre Festival, which is a huge international festival of live performance. So it's just basically breaking open, like, what is it to be disabled in today, and what does that mean, and how those experiences can shift, and as our understanding, our collective understanding of disability and the perspectives of disabled people take the stage.
Fantastic.
So yeah, it's another great show, and I guess, you know, these international offerings, it's a really great opportunity for local artists here as well to sort of to build a dialogue between what's being made in both of these instances in the UK and in Europe, and what's being made here. So two digital offerings, very exciting. The other thing I wanted to shout out this week, which it's been happening at Te Pau Theatre, which, as we know, is the home of Māori Theatre in Tāmaki Makaurau in Auckland, is they've been opening up their space for learning skills in lighting and sound.
That's
and
awesome.
Camera.
That's so great.
Yeah, which is great.
How does one get involved if that's something that you're like, oh, that's actually something I've been trying to do for ages?
Yeah, well, it is. So it's free, which is the first great thing. You register online. Create New Zealand has supported this initiative. It's a great way to use a dark space, right? Because obviously, places aren't doing shows at the moment. So they've got the setup, and you can learn across a variety of technical skills. You just need to, my understanding is you just need to register online. But they still have a bunch of things happening this weekend, I think, or maybe from Wednesday through to Sunday. I think each day there's a focus on a different thing. I think there's even producing and how to do, fundamentals and how to produce, which is just more of that, right?
This sounds like what we need. I think, you know, if there's any, I mean, not to get too, you know, Pollyanna about it, but if there is one thing that's come out of everything, it's this idea that people are really looking at what ways we can share skills and share the ability to, like, get through these kind of ruckus times together. And I think that idea of, like, opening a space for learning is a really awesome use of as you say, dark theatre spaces, and some of these venues and skill sets and knowledges that are not necessarily being able to be used for their primary purpose of putting on shows and, you know, having a great time with a big audience. There's this really cool sort of secondary thing that's going on at the moment.
Totally. And I think, like, you know, I mean, for me, sometimes when you're working in the theatre, you do actually miss, you miss stuff that you otherwise go, yeah, I'm going to make a point of making sure I learn that. You know, if someone says to me, can you go open the barn doors? I'm going to know exactly what they mean.
Exactly.
And I mean, I do know what barn doors are, but they're the little shutters on a light. But anyway, but you know, like those types of things, it's for all levels, I think. You might just not simply work in that role. So to use this time, I think, is totally brilliant. And it's incredibly generous as well to be opening up the space and going, you know what, come in. And actually, I'd say from an audience development perspective, it's a great way to get people on the door who might otherwise be like, oh, no, theatre's not for me. So, really lovely initiative there. So go on to tepotheatre.nz and check that one out. You can also always go on to the, regarding those two shows I mentioned, aaf.co.nz. I think sadly they are sort of announcing slowly things that are being postponed or things that are sort of moving around, so do check out what's kind of happening there. But otherwise a lot of the stuff is tipped to kick off from the 10th of March, so we've still got 4 weeks to
go. We'll just cross our fingers and see what happens, and as per usual we'll put all the links up in the podcast after the show so people can find that easily. Thank you very much, Alice, for your wise words this morning. I hope you have a good week, and we'll talk to you again next Tuesday.
Gorgeous. Thanks, dears.
Ka kite.
Bye.
That was Stage Direction with Alice Canton.